Have you ever found yourself in a cycle of just learning and researching and learning and researching and planning and not really doing? Well, in this episode, I'm going to talk about how you can get off that hamster wheel of learning and planning and start doing. Let's get into it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith. Cutting Edge Faith. The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
Now, as I talk about getting off that hamster wheel of learning and learning and not doing, I want to give a couple of examples here from my own life that really just demonstrate the point. I remember a few years ago when I really started getting into writing and creating content and videos and all that sort of thing and podcasting. What I found was I was taking this course, and about 25% of the way through, I saw that it said completed. And I thought, well, that's odd. Normally it'd be at least halfway through before it was completed. And so I clicked download for the attachment, and my computer showed that I had already downloaded it. And I thought, well, that's odd. So I did a search on my computer, and I found some other notes from the class. It turns out I had taken that class about 18 months before, which means I took the class, I didn't do much with it, and then I took it again. Guess what? I took the same notes. I could hold those notes up for you to look at, and you could not tell the difference. I'm telling you, the titles were the same, the things that were bold were the same, the things that I said, this is awesome, it was the same. It was the same notes. And it was something like about building an email list or having an opt-in or something like that. And that day, I resolved to take action on what I learned, to learn something and do something with it. I resolved that day. I've got a different approach now that I want to share, and I call it fast imperfect action. And this goes for whether you're learning to study the Bible or learning to negotiate or learning to build a podcast or do some writing or whatever it is. You learn something and then you do something. And this was the rabbinical approach with Jesus and the rabbis at the time. They learned by doing. If you look at what Jesus did with his disciples, they followed him around. They literally just watched him, and they did the ministry along with him. And that's what rabbis would do. They would the students would learn by watching the rabbi and follow them around. Just learn by doing. And a tradesman, that's too, like to learn to be a carpenter or a mason worker, that sort of thing too. So that's what we want to do. We want to have this approach by doing. You can only learn so much before it's time to do something. Could be, a morning routine or whatever it is. I mean, that's another thing that I got caught up in. Caught up in as in spending too much time planning and not actually doing. If you're going to go work out at the gym, it only does so much good to sit there and come up with the perfect plan. At some point, you got to go to the gym and actually do the workout. And it would have been better for you to do some workout for 10 minutes than it was for you to stay at home and continue planning for a year this perfect workout. What happens is you do something and then you find out you actually knew 95% of it and you only had questions on this 5%. And so then you can really get more precise in what you're learning and what you're going to implement and what you need to tweak and that sort of thing. So that's the approach that I'm taking now with YouTube. Now, I've got a coach for YouTube. I'm not going to sit here and go through the entire course and spend a year learning about it before making videos. What I'm doing is putting 2 videos out a week, and I'm watching more training. I'm implementing the little things. So hopefully you'll notice the videos getting better and better. This is something that I learn, I do, I reflect, and I learn again, I fill any gap that I have, and then I implement, and then I learn, and I do, and I check it, and I implement, and I do, and I learn more. And so that's what I want to suggest to you. What is it for you? What is it that you are learning about that you're going to take action on? I want to invite you, if you're on YouTube, put a comment below and let me know. Now, if you're listening, you can also send me an email. You can go to my website, RyanSHoward.com, go to the contact page or the little conversation bubble at the bottom, and just let me know, what is it for you? So now I do this approach with every training that I go through. And, I took one training on how to influence without authority, how to influence people you don't have authority over. And what they did at the beginning of the class was they said, where are areas that you want more influence, or projects you want more influence, or relationships, or that sort of thing. And you made a list of, you know, 5 or 10 things or areas or relationships. And as we went through the training, we wrote down things we learned that could apply to each of those areas. And I just thought, this is brilliant. And then I actually took action on those. I actually did that. And so that's the approach I take now to every training that I have, or every time I'm learning, or a podcast, or whatever it is. You sit and reflect and think, okay, where does this apply? Where can I use this? And how am I going to use it? Because otherwise, it's just this educational consumerism. It's basically infotainment, you know, which is fine if that's what you want. But if you're trying to build something and trying to, you know, learn how to do a Bible study, or learn how to lead your family in devotionals, whatever, you just got to do something, learn, adjust, and stay in action, stay in motion. Now, whenever I go to a training, I've literally got a page where I'm putting, you know, I'm taking all kinds of notes and stuff, but I've got one page that is actions. Actions I'm going to take. What am I going to do? Because I'm going to take that fast, imperfect action. What can I implement as fast as possible? I did a training, online course that, and some group coaching. And I thought, what is the MVP, the minimum viable product? You got to get something, you got to ship it. You got to have something, you got to do it. And then you learn from it, and then you adjust from there. Tell me again, what is it for you? Put a comment below or send me an email. Where is it that you are going from learning to doing, so that you can take that fast, imperfect action and learn by doing? All right. Well, thank you for joining. God bless. We'll see you in the next episode. Visit ryanshoward.com to learn more and to get previous episodes as well.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, and you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit ryanshoward.com to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.